Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk! Oh my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines, be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Yeah, and he's actually in studio today and going to try and help old Yancey out. It's G. Darby Yancey with tonight's program, the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. On the program tonight, we'll have Jacob Rudner from Baseball America coming up in the next segment, Harry Harrison to talk football with us. We've got your text messages at 662-426-1093. We could use a couple of more thoughts. If you want to jam those in, do it now at 426-1093. And let me say, if you're looking for land, whether it's 20 acres out in the country to build a home, 200 acres to hunt on, or whatever you might need, go to First South. Make it your first call. 601-898-8540 or find them online at firstsouthland.com. Hello, Yancey.
How you doing, my man?
Yeah,
I know.
We're here.
I know.
We're here. Making it.
You know, we were told when we were younger that it stunk getting old, and that was one myth that definitely deserved some credit to being true, isn't it?
There's no doubt. There is no doubt.
Speaking of old, hopefully Chucky's down there in Philadelphia. He's gambling on the golf course and in the casino.
And
hopefully he's having some luck down there. He's probably making some money on the golf course if he continues to pick up his 8 to 10 foot par putts that he normally does. So we'll see if his
those are gimmies
that he's playing with. Yeah, those are gimmies. Not 2 or 3 feet, but 8 to 10 feet.
Well,
yeah.
Sure.
Yep. I think Freeze started that back when Chuck was playing with them back in the day, and he continues to play that way. But that's okay. Maybe they'll let him do that to them.
All right. So Ole Miss baseball goes to Tennessee, wins the first two.
Yeah.
You go on the road and you win any. You feel good in the league these days. But to get the first two and to continue the run, which has now gotten them into a tie with Mississippi State, Auburn, and Oklahoma, along with Florida at 10-8. So those are all tied for what is currently fourth in the conference. Three back of Georgia, and that's the opponent for Ole Miss this weekend.
It is a huge week. Last week, if I would have said you start off 3-1, you would have said,
take it.
Well, take it.
Take
right?
it.
Southern
yeah.
Mississippi, and then three, all on the road. So a great week. We'll talk about a little bit more. Little thing that. Little trouble that I see that they need to rectify on the diamond, but all in all, a very productive week and continue to be on schedule to get a host and hopefully a national seed.
All right, so we'll get into that a little deeper with baseball and Jacob Rudner and Baseball America. We've, again, got Harry Harrison to talk some football as we continue to get closer with that. We've got recruiting news, Ole Miss news, the good, bad, and ugly, all coming up on tonight's show. Let's get five thoughts from Yancey. It's brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham currently operates 9 of those Outback locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, thought number one, anybody would have taken a 3-1 record this week, all on the road by the Ole Miss baseball program against 4 top 25 RPI teams and all on the road. I think most of the pieces to the puzzle are now put together for an Omaha run. Thought number two, one of the pieces that I would still like to put together is another bullpen arm or two. Waters, Calhoun, Hooks, Robertson are all rock solid, but we need a fifth and maybe even a sixth bullpen arm to emerge. One name to keep an eye on is Leo Odom. I'm interested to see if the freshman can continue to move up the ladder. Thought number three, another piece of the puzzle that is still unsettled is left field. Jones had a pair of hits yesterday. He seems like the logical choice against left-handed starters, where Golden could be the guy versus right-handed starters. You also have the option to move Jones to DH if Pano gets to start at shortstop. I like having some flexibility for matchup situations. Thought number four, this is another opportunity to continue to build towards a national seed. Three games against top 20 RPI teams and three against the number one team in the SEC at home. It would be nice to get off to a good note with the midweek win over Murray State as well. And the last thought of the day, I had a chance to play in the Grove Collective Golf Tourney this past Friday for the fourth year. It was the first year where all of the coaches and most of the key players on the football team participated in the tourney. Pete Golden played the hole number five with every team in attendance. He actually birdied that hole for us too. G-Dar. He was as calm and cool as a cucumber and genuinely enjoyed getting to meet and know all of the participants at the tourney. Pete simply gets it.
He does.
We'll talk about that a little bit more with Harry, but it was, you know, under Lane's tenure, not one time you're trying to raise money for the football program. Did anybody show up? I mean, this is a family school, right? It's still a smaller university, you know, a little bit under 30,000. You need to interact with the fans. And, I mean, I'll tell you what, I thought that was a home run hit by Pete making that decision for him and his staff and all the key players to be there at that tournament. And everybody coordinated and cordial with them the whole tournament.
Don't forget your text messages at 426-1093. We go into baseball. Baseball America's Jacob Rudner joins us next.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
This is World Series champion David DeLucci. When I wasn't playing baseball, you could always find me on a deer stand, and owning my own land always gave me peace of mind. If that's your goal, remember the name First South Farm Credit. At First South, they understand the importance of land ownership and passing down a legacy to the next generation. Whether you're looking for hunting land, farmland, or just a place to get away, make First South your first call. Stop by or find them online at firstsouthland.com.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Looking for land or a home in the Mississippi Delta? Swappa Land has a new team in Cleveland, Mississippi. Swappa stands for soil, water, air, plants, and animals, the resources that make land special. Whether it's farmland, hunting, recreational and commercial properties, and dream homes, they connect buyers with sellers. Their partner, Steward Link, helps secure conservation funding for better wildlife habitat and water quality. Go to swappaland.com or call the office at 662-588-2034 or Charlie Heights at 662-719-7218. Swappa Land, your Delta Land connection.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Monday night, we thank you for spending it with us on the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Got a lot of texts from the baseball world and the basketball world that that we're going to get into here after we talk with Jacob Rudner, who's back, Baseball America's own, visiting with us. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing great, Jacob. Thank you again for coming on the show. Before we get into Ole Miss, let me ask you this. Out of the SEC right now, you have so many teams jumbled. What is, and then when it comes to hosting and national seeds, is it strictly going to come off of the SEC record, you think, or is the RPI that the NCAA uses going to be more weighted?
I mean, generally speaking, the RPI is going to matter for at-large teams. You probably will not be able to get away with having an RPI that's outside the top 60, let's say. That's an extreme example. But I don't think a non-top 60 RPI is going to gain much consideration outside of some very unique circumstances. Maybe a team from a not-so-powerful conference has won all but a handful of its games and its RPI still lags behind. Maybe there's a little bit of lenience sent in that direction from the committee. I don't think that's the case in the SEC. You're probably not going to get away with it if you're even in the 50s in this league. That said, 13 conference wins has not failed to get into the tournament in recent seasons. If you're 13 and 17 in the SEC last year, you were a guaranteed tournament team, and none of them were even on the bubble. So the committee has shown pretty emphatically that right now it's going to value teams that get to that just below 500 level in the SEC, and I think that we'll see that again this year. The teams that will challenge that, though, are like Vanderbilt comes to mind. Vanderbilt is 72nd in RPI at the time of us having this conversation. They're 9-9 in the league, so I think 13 wins is very attainable. Does that get in automatically if they get there? I'm not so sure. It might require a 14th win in the regular season or a pretty good performance in the conference tournament.
You have eight teams right now in the SEC, and then you include Alabama and Arkansas, 10. Vanderbilt's 9-9, 11, that have a chance to reach that 16-17 plateau. Let's take Ole Miss, for example, that has the number 6, I believe, RPI right now, one of the tougher schedules in the country. What is the magic number in your eyes to get that host, and what's the magic number for that national seed?
Yeah, I mean, with an RPI that strong, I think that Ole Miss will have a chance to be a very prominent seed in the top 16 at 15 wins, maybe 16 wins, depending on whether or not the RPI holds it. And again, I will caveat everything I'm about to say with, it does depend very heavily on who you beat and who you lose to. So however you're going to mix and match the games the rest of the way will to some degree determine what the exact number is. I think that 15 is probably the minimum. You're not going to see a sub-500 SEC host. I think that 500 may get you there if the rest of your metrics are in a good spot. 16 wins feels really sure to me. And I think that, you know, for a team like Ole Miss, if you're in the top 10 for RPI, the committee is going to be willing to forgive a lot of sins. We saw Florida, and this isn't necessarily going to do with the host conversation, but we saw Florida get into the tournament a game above 500 because it had sterling metrics in 2024, and they ended up going to Omaha. So we know that the NCAA selection committee is always going to lean in favor of SEC teams. There's a reason that it was a 13-bid conference last year. And so is there going to be some leniency on the host line? I can imagine that it probably would be the case. And to me, that means 15 SEC wins with the right metrics, with the right wins and losses down the stretch here, could be enough for any of these teams in that conversation.
Ole Miss has a big matchup, as you know, against Georgia this weekend. Georgia just pounded, I think they set a record at home runs in a game, 9 against Arkansas on Sunday, and what seemed like a football score there. The matchup, how do you see that matchup going?
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting one. I think that in Georgia you have a team that is as good as it's always been offensively. I mean, right now they rank 18th in the country, or 17th actually in the country right now, excuse me, in average exit velocity as an entire team. They're the nation-leading team in home runs. We know they're going to hit the ball hard, and I think that, you know, if you're Ole Miss, you're acutely aware of that. The thing with Georgia that is different from this year to the last couple under Wes Johnson is that they're throwing the ball really well. Joey Bolschko has been an outstanding turnaround job by Johnson and his staff. They've gotten him around the zone. I even said, I believe it was with you guys before the season started, that I thought that Bolschko, if he could throw enough strikes, didn't even need to be an overwhelming amount of them, that he could be one of the most effective pitchers in the country, just given his stuff. For the most part, we've seen that guy. So I think that this is a team that's going to be around the zone more than Ole Miss fans may remember from the last couple years. I think it's a team that's going to continue to be impressive offensively, and they should challenge Ole Miss's pitchers to be effective in and around the zone without giving up a lot of hard contact, which Georgia is very, very good at finding.
You know, Georgia, if you look at their starters and their roster, but their main guys, so to speak, they're getting a lot of smaller D1 transfers where other teams have struggled with. You look at Ole Miss with Pacella, the example this year from Illinois State, that, you know, just not the cover off the ball for 3 years there, and he just hadn't been able to make that adjustment here at Ole Miss. Is that just an evaluation? Are they just out evaluating everybody over there at Georgia?
You know, that's a staff that's done a really good job in the last couple of years of being able to use the analytics side of baseball to put together a team that makes a lot of sense to them. They bake in how ballpark factors will matter to them during home games. We see Georgia, you know, consistently under Wes Johnson has been one of the best teams at its own yard, and that's not an accident. That's because they very much recruit to have a team that's going to play well in Athens, and it's worked. And so we've seen that. I think that they do a really good job in addition to just making athletes good players. Georgia has not been afraid out of the transfer portal to go get a guy like some of the people who you've just described from the mid-major or low-major ranks and recognize that they have some baseline tools, primarily athleticism. They move well. They can play multiple positions. And they bring those guys in and they squeeze every last drop out of them in a way that other teams don't necessarily even try to hunt. They want guys who are going to go in and play multiple positions if they can hit really well. And they're going to make the lineup work to be able to accommodate good offense. And on the mound, part of the product's been a double-edged sword for them, but on the mound, they've recruited stuff better than any team arguably in the country. They haven't necessarily recruited pitchability very well, which has been their downfall in the last couple of years, be it in their own regional or in the super regional round. But this year, we've seen them put together a team that is very, very high up there in all of your, you know, fancy stuff categories, but they're also around the zone and they're competing. So Georgia is dangerous because it's willing to take kind of just the best athletes and hope that it can make them better. And I think for the first time, the scariest part about Georgia is we're seeing them do that very successfully on both sides of the ball.
Ole Miss, on the other hand, has gone 11-2 after that disastrous weekend against Mississippi State and won their last three series. What's allowed them to settle in, and what area do you think Ole Miss needs to continue to work on from here until the postseason play starts?
You know, it's funny you asked about that. I was just going through some of the more advanced data from just teams in general and seeing what trends stuck out to me. And one of the things that was concerning to me about Ole Miss, and even a little bit surprising, and you guys obviously recall, because we talk about it almost every week at this point, how much I think that Ole Miss benefits from its maturity and its physical nature and just having kind of an older roster. I was surprised to see how much Ole Miss is chasing out of the zone with two strikes, and in general, how much they're swinging and missing at pitches. We know that Ole Miss is a very powerful lineup. They do a great job of being able to put the ball over the wall. They attack the gaps with high-end exit velocities. They rank among the best teams in the country in impact categories. The problem is, when they aren't making super loud contact, they're not really making contact at all. So this is a team that could be prone to some inconsistency as we get towards the postseason, where the pitching tightens up a lot and we're seeing a lot of good-on-good, even the lower major teams that you're seeing that you might have in a midweek, now you're facing their best guy, and the at-bats matter a little bit more. My biggest question about Ole Miss right now is not whether or not they have the talent. It's simply whether or not they have the talent that's going to be cohesive enough and kind of in tune enough by the time that it matters the most to put together competitive at-bats relative to some of the teams that are in their same conversation in that hosting picture. That's kind of the book on Ole Miss for me right now. But I do think it's a very talented team. I do love the metrics that they have going, and if they can keep it up the rest of the way, I don't see how they're not a pretty prominent host.
Thank you very much, Jacob. We thank you for being with us.
You're the best, Jacob. Thank you, big guy.
Appreciate you guys.
Ole Miss number 22 in Baseball America's poll. D1 baseball moved them up to number 17 today. Georgia number 5 in D1 baseball and 7 in Baseball America. There's 3 or 4 more polls out there. Just thought we'd mention those on the way out. Good stuff from Jacob coming up next. Text messages and more. Stay with us.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
And it's Gary Darby and Yancey Porter with you. Yancey doing most of the work. He's got the heavy lifting. He's doing all the question answering, has all the info. We're here to steer the ship and go, but now we've got some text messages. Before we get to text messages, I need to talk about the Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Farese Group, over 20 years of experience, a proven track record. Whether you think you need them or not, you do. Because when you get ready to retire and invest, you don't want to outlive those savings during the retirement. So what you knew is call the Farese Group. Their office number is 601-607-4141. To schedule a consultation. The text message line is 662-426-1093, and we thank you for giving us some of those, and Cannon Cleary McGraw for being the one that helps push those around. CCMOxford.com. Cannon Cleary McGraw if you're looking for things in the real estate world. Let's start with basketball. Then we'll get the baseball question and someone wanting thoughts on what the men's basketball team has done so far in the portal, and that is Pittsburgh forward Roman Cialepa was the first to commit. 10 points, 5.5 rebounds, led the ACC in offensive rebounding during conference play. He had 69 of those in 18 games last year for Pitt. Seton Hall guard Adam Clark, I think he's going to want to be called Bud when he gets here, but a 5'10 junior, 12.7 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists a game. He was all Big East second team there at Seton Hall. He played at Merrimack, too, where he was an all-MAAC. I don't know if they call that conference MAC or whatever. And then Washington State forward Indy Okafor, who is a big at 6'10", 16 points, 14 rebounds, 5 blocks when he was playing for Ireland originally, right, from his under 16 days, but then signed with Cal, Went on to eventually play at Washington State. He was second in the conference with 46 blocks as a Cougar. And then they have also picked up a high school youngster as well here late out of the state of Texas. What do you think so far about what Coach Beard and company have done?
I, you know, a lot of fans are panicking about the portal, but I like the Pittsburgh kid. I really like. He led the
former
ACC,
rugby player.
Yeah, led the ACC in offensive rebounds. Obviously can still score, you know, average double digits, and he's a freshman. You got time to develop him. This point guard is really interesting to me. I talked to somebody in the sports network that covers Seton Hall hoops, and he said he's dynamic and he's going to be a really good one. Do you wish he was a little longer at 5'10", really maybe 5'9"? Yes, you do. But an elite athlete that can put the ball in the hole and is a good shooter, I like that as well. I still think they need a score, G-Darb, and I still think they need another big. We're going to see what happens with the two bigs right now that are still undecided for Ole Miss, James Scott and Bungalow, but we'll see if they go in the portal or not. But that goes until midnight
tomorrow.
My best guess is that Nico is going to end up going in the portal, and James Scott, I think they're in pretty serious negotiations with him returning. I know they got a big in town right now. It hasn't been released yet, but that'll tell us a lot what I think is going to happen with at least Nico.
I agree with you. I think a scorer and another, and I don't know if big or what, but if look at what the incoming freshmen, more of them this year than last year. There's what, two, three already brought in a fourth, right?
Three, yeah. I think one of them, the guy in the G League, I don't think he's going to end up making it all.
Right, but I'm talking about incoming freshmen. There's more actual freshmen, I think, and freshmen that will play next year. Other than the 5'10 transfer from Seton Hall, are all, when you add Pinkins and Comerdine, 6'5", 6'6", 6'7". A lot of interchangeable parts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if we remember, you know, going down through that stretch and through the SEC tournament, a lot of games where everybody on the roster was listed at 6'5", or 6'6". They could kind of change, you know, they like to switch defensively, and you got like-bodied guys, if you will, that could just flow through and do that. And you know, Beard likes to go small at times. He likes to have that smaller center. So we'll see.
And that no middle defense.
Yeah. Yep. And that could be your Pittsburgh guy playing the big man role at times and things. But I'm in agreement. One more score, another big.
And or two.
If that big is James Scott staying, feel a lot better
about
need, that.
Don't you think they need one more big outside of James Scott?
Yeah.
I would think so too. You just can't rely on James with the track record of what happened last year, where he's basically in a coma for the first 30 games of the season. If that happens next year, and then, you know, it gets kind of uncomfortable for Beard going into year five. So I think he's going to have a little insurance policy there. I look for him regardless if James comes back to pick up another big.
To baseball, where one asks, should Coach B DH for Fauley? We can't do that.
Can't do it.
Can't
Wish
do that.
You could. You High know, school, you can.
You know, if he's going to play behind the plate, he's going to hit because you're going to have, you know, a DH. So that's not an option.
Yeah, not an option. And he's too good at defense to and you know, we've seen with Reuter, he can't control the base pass, and he has his issues right now hitting as well.
All right, so let's quickly get to the injury report before we do something else, because I know you've got something that we need to get to there. What you got?
Yeah, unfortunately we've got you know, unofficially what I'm hearing. This is just hearing, but I'm hearing Karis Korn broke his foot in practice last week, and he's going to be out for a little bit. He's the offensive lineman that Ole Miss signed at LSU that came in the portal. The safety, Edwin Joseph from Florida State, has been out for a while with an injury. Don't know what injury that is. Lacey's been wearing a non-contact jersey for a while. Some speculate it's still a shoulder injury from this past season. And then Marco Cipilla, simply out of the baseball program, his shoulder injury, still nobody knows what's going on with that.
And I'll tell you about Swapaland, who brought that injury report to you after the break with Harry Harrison joining us too.
Let's do it.
If you listen to Talk of Champions, chances are you're already the person in the group chat arguing about matchups, statistics, and who's going to have a big game. That's one reason I've enjoyed Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy lets you take those options and build pick'em entries around the players and teams you're already following. Whether it's football season, basketball season, or baseball season, I find myself checking projections, looking at matchups, and seeing how my picks stack up throughout the night. It's simple, it's fun, and it gives you another reason to stay locked into the games you're already watching. Lately, I've been spending some time digging through player projections and building entries around matchups I feel strongly about. If you're already following sports every day, it's a fun way to put that knowledge to the test. And right now, Underdog Fantasy has its Steal the Pot promotion going on. There's $1 million sitting in the pot for players who correctly identify the steals leader in the NBA Finals. The more final games you back that player, the bigger your potential share. So download the Underdog Fantasy app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Again, that's promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. It's Underdog Fantasy. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-MY-RESET or 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP, 1-800-639-8783 or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Ole Miss fans, look, I know we're all locked in on the Rebels. Spring football just ended, the portal, recruiting, all of that. But when the NBA playoffs hit, I've got a game on somewhere. And the best way to get in on all the action is by playing on Underdog Fantasy. In my experience, it works because it doesn't take a ton of time. You just pick higher or lower on stats, and you're in. I usually keep it simple. Star guys. LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, whoever's on. No overthinking it. No spreadsheets, just something to make the games a little more interesting. While I'm half watching, half working, I'll throw together a couple of picks while I'm also refreshing recruiting updates, just like the rest of y'all. So join me. Download the Underdog app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS for Talk of Champions. CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code CHAMPIONS. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-MY-RESET or 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP, 1-800-639-8783 or text NEXT-STEP to 53342. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar. Great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Now let me tell you about Swappa Land, S-W-A-P-A Land. If you're looking for land or a home in the Mississippi Delta, here's what you need to do. They have a team in Cleveland, Mississippi. They specialize in farmland, hunting, recreational, commercial properties. Or if it's for the dream home, you need to check out the partner Stuart Link and get a conversation started. It's visit swappaland.com or call the office 662-588-2034. Harry Harrison, how you doing, my friend?
What's going on, my man, down at Talking Football, or we've been talking baseball so far?
Baseball, yeah.
Talk a little bit of baseball, but we're about to get into football now.
That sounds like the real deal to me.
Harry, just kind of the last week in practice, tell me any developments, if you've seen any good things, any bad things, any players that seem to be coming on, any that need to come on. What's the latest out of football camp?
Yeah, you know, Yancey, the practice has been pretty light as far as, you know, any sort of hitting. I think this week is that's going to change. I understand this week's going to be like a game week building up till Saturday to meet the Rebels. So I expect full pads this week. The last few weeks have all been pretty vanilla, you know, a lot of 7-on-7, a lot of team drills, a lot of individual drills. I think our linebackers are making a big push. I think between number 12, Ferrelli, and then number 11, Keaton Thomas. I think that's going to be a really good tandem to start with. I think we've probably got four really good backers. I think they like that Taj Butler came in from Georgia Tech also. I think we'll be in really good shape there. I like the depth now at defensive front. My only question would be, you know, when you take Cam Franklin out for a breather at 6'5 and about 315. I don't know if you got a body you can replace him with. Maybe you slide one of those defensive tackles out, but I'm not sure we got a true defensive end that looks. I certainly don't know we don't have one that looks like him that would back him up. So that'll be interesting to see as fall camp comes around. But you know, they brought in some guys, the guy from Oregon and a guy from Nevada, and both those guys look really good. But they seem to be more of a rush-in type than they do that strong side defensive end. So, once again, you know, last year Big Xavier Harris slid out there and did that quite a bit. So it'll be interesting to see. Will they use Will Echols because he can certainly run? Will they use Jaheim Otis, another big body. He's probably 6'4", 6'5", maybe slide him out. So there's questions that will develop as the fall camp certainly comes. I don't think they're developing yet in spring practice. But tomorrow should be in full pads. I think it will be a lot more spirited, a lot more competitive, and maybe we'll get to see somebody get hit too.
Harry, I was talking a little bit earlier on the show that for the Grove Collective Golf Tournament they had this past Friday, they were never able to get the players and coaches to come to it. You know, you're trying to raise money for the program. You know, Pete not only sent his coaches and himself there, but he stayed there for the, nearly 4 hours during the whole tournament, played a hole with every group that came through, was cordial with the fans and genuinely seemed, interested in getting to know these fans of Ole Miss and the people given to the program. And I said, he just gets it. You know, this is small things like that, I think, that's going to take the program to the next level.
Well, he's a football coach, number one, Yancey, and his ego does not eat him up like the guy that was here and fortunately left. So, we hadn't seen that kind of involvement with fans or alumni in the last 6 years, but that's going to change. And the more people you get buying into the program, obviously, it pushes it to a new level. I mean, if you just go back into the Sugar Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl, I don't know any university would have had more fan support than Ole Miss did at those two bowls. I mean, it was just incredible. You know, it's probably 2-1 over Georgia, even in New Orleans,
yep,
and certainly over Miami out in Phoenix. But more people you get involved, the more your program, more people expect. And, of course, Pete and that group took it to 13 wins this year. We raised the bar pretty high, so let's don't back off of that.
I tell you, another thing that seemed to be a common theme is that this Keaton Thomas, the linebacker out of Baylor, has just kind of stolen the show out there. They say this guy is a headhunter, and they got to tell him, like, slow down. Quit being so physical. You're going to get hurt. You're going to hurt our other guys. They said this guy's just going to be a monster this year.
I ain't heard anybody scream at him to slow down yet, but that could be true. But that's usually not the case with football, especially not with linebackers. But, he's going to make Ferrelli, the guy he's playing next to, much better. And I thought that's what was missing this past year from that weak side linebacker position. Jones, late in the season, finally his light came on, and he really was a good tackling machine, wasn't the best in coverage. But, up until then, we really struggled with that weak side backer. The year before with Pooh Paul, I thought we were really good, which made Dottery that much better. But I thought this year we really, lost some play and enthusiasm at those linebackers' position just because we didn't get that weak side backer. This guy is going to change the look of that tremendously, this Keaton Thomas guy. There's no doubt he's going to be one of the leaders in that huddle. And, always when I was playing Yancey, the biggest, baddest ass that there was always the middle linebacker, and that's the way you want it to be.
No question. And the safeties, your old position, the defensive backs back there seem to be in good hands. Edwin Joseph, that I had a lot of high hopes on out of Florida State, has been injured this spring drills, but he's expected to come back pretty soon. But seems like the Florida and the Georgia transfers there at safety have really made a mark in that defensive backfield.
I think we got our money's worth, without a doubt. I mean, Janelle Aguero, who came in from Georgia, played in the same system. I mean, Kirby Smart and Pete Golden both came from the same Saban tree. They both run the same type of defenses. And so he was really easy to plug and play from a free safety position. And the kid from Florida, which is Sharif Denson, he's number 7. What I've seen him playing so far, he's playing the heads up on that slot receiver. And so that could be a nickel back, which sometimes is a corner. But they were pleased with his coverage ability and his tackling ability. Not the biggest of guys. He's about 5'11". Once again, I'd love to see a 6'2" guy in there somewhere. But he's 5'11" and can run and doing a good job of covering the slot. And they're getting taxed. I mean, that offensive wide receiver group is really coming on. And so that 7-on-7 competition, every time they line up, they're getting better at it because they're playing against some really good receivers on Mrs. Stockton there.
Another thing that seemed to be a common theme from the coaches there at the Grove Collective is the defensive linemen that they brought in the portal and their high school signees have really shined, and they think this defensive line is going to be very talented and deep.
Yeah, I think so, too. The two freshmen really kind of stand out at you. Both of them, one of them 6'6", and the other one 6'5", and they're both in the 240 to 60-pound range, and they're not built like 18-year-old high school seniors. They looked apart already. So that's definitely two freshmen for the future. I think Barnes, and I'm trying to think of the other kid's name.
Cam.
From Illinois. Both those guys have got a bright future. But you take Jaheim Otis and you take Boro, the guy that came in from Florida. Michael Boro's probably 15 pounds a little heavy. He needs to get a little better shape come this summer. But I'm sure when it's 95 degrees and the humidity's about 70%, he's going to lose some of that pretty quick. But both those guys looked apart. You know, obviously Anthony Maddox at 95 is growing up from last year. He was here last year for spring practice, so he's been here a full year growing into that. Cam Beavers obviously is a backup that's growing into that. He's over 300 pounds now, so they've got a wealth of talent in there, especially at the tackles. Of course, you know, Jam Brown and William Eccles are two guys that played a ton of snaps last year. William Eccles wound up being an All-SEC, All-American type candidate. Really, really talented young man from Houston, Mississippi. So he's kind of leading that room. But I would say we're three deep at the tackle positions and really don't lose a lot when you substitute in for them.
Yeah, Carmarle Reed is the kid you were talking about, the freshman that's 6'6", he's actually out of Chicago. That's good news on Maddox and continue to develop, because I think he's Beavers getting over 300 pounds now. I thought Maddox showed signs of being special.
Yes. Well, he was a four-star kid out of Oak Grove. His brother's a quarterback on the team, and his dad was a all-league player at Delta State and then played in the NFL for 6 to 7 years. So come some really good guys that know how to play football. The father's a real disciplinarian. I got to know him very well. He and their mother at their wife at practice, and they're really, really nice people, and they raise those kids correctly, and they really get out there and practice hard and compete, not asking for any favors, just get out there and do what they have to do. But they definitely both know, the quarterback and the defensive tackle both know how to compete. I've been impressed with that very much.
You know, speaking on the offensive side of the ball, there seems to be a lot of candidates there at wide receiver. Are there one or two or three that you really start to see emerge?
Well, I think you got to start with Deuce Alexander Yancey. He's got a gear that nobody else has, and runs extremely good routes, good hands, but when he has to, he can hit that next gear, and you can't. Separation is incredible. I think Caleb Cunningham, the kid that was a true freshman, you know, from down in Akron, Mississippi, came in highly recruited. Didn't get here in the summer, kind of fell behind that group, and you know, kind of floundered the rest of the year. But he's really coming on. I think Jontae Cook, the slot receiver, I think will be probably a real star. I think he was a five-star kid coming out of high school in Texas, and I think originally with Texas and then wound up at Syracuse for whatever reason. But he is really having a good camp. And then, the young man that came from Auburn over here, I think he's doing very well. Horatio Fields.
Horatio Williams.
6'2", 210. I think he's doing a good job. You know, the tight end room has got a bunch of competitive guys in there, from Haas to Odom to Prescorn to, you know, Hayden Bradley. I mean, you just keep naming them. They got four or five guys in there that can all play. So competition come fall camp's going to be stiff. And, you know, the better players you got, the more depth you got, the further into this rugged schedule we're going to be looking at. You got to have that type of depth. And I think this is probably the best depth that Ole Miss is ever going to be able to put on the field.
Last question, Harry. The only concern that seems to be, not from the coach's perspective or the player's perspective, but just from mine and maybe some others, is that offensive tackle position, just because it's brand new players. You graduate both your guys, and they played so good last year and were so durable. How do you see that shaking out right now?
When anybody asked me about spring practice, I said, listen, it really, they – to me, the key is you got to find two good offensive tackles. I think Terrez Davis has played a good bit in there this spring. The Kinsler guy from Miami is playing quite a bit. Enoch, yeah, let's see if I can pronounce his last name correctly, Wagoy, he transferred in from Florida, playing a lot at right tackle. Connor House is playing some at right tackle. Carius Kern has been out there. I think he got injured a few practices ago. Not sure he'll practice anymore this spring. But got several guys, and John Wayne Oliver, who's still banged up, a candidate to play out there. So I think the Rebels will wind up with two good tackles and probably three really good tackles, hopefully four in those positions. I can't tell you who that's going to be yet because every time I think somebody's taking one of those positions, they get banged up and they're over there and walking wounded. But, I think that a lot of competition at those two tackle positions. But I think that's key, the Ole Miss offense, is how well we play there, because we really played well down the stretch with Diego Pounds and Jay Williams last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, you and I have talked about it, but that Fiesta Bowl, those two DNs that came in with all the hype, they didn't get a sack that night. Our guys really, really took care of them. And if we can get back to 80 or 90% of that production we had this year, we'll do really well on that offensive line.
All right, buddy. We thank you as always. Appreciate your help.
Thank you, Harry. We'll talk to you next Monday. See you, buddy.
Harry Harrison with us. So yeah, a lot of people talking, Yancey, maybe in the recruiting segment you can help us. About 4:45-ish, Pete Golding put out his tweet of a shark.
Yep.
And then Dante Moncrief had three sharks.
Yeah.
So you got any ideas? Are we going to be able to tell them something?
Go have a little Mississippi flavor. I don't know if it's going to break before the end of the show. I'm not going to steal the thunder.
I got you.
I think keep your eyes on the Magnolia State.
I tried, friends. I tried. I did. All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire. They've been serving us since 1929 with 54 locations across six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you
every time.
Good stuff from Yancey, as always.
Yeah,
you're just teasing us. You won't throw us any bones. Yeah, Harry did some yeoman's work for us too.
Yeah, he did. He's the best. I mean, he's got the pulse on that team like nobody other, and you know, playing the game and at a high level and just being around his whole life, he's invaluable to this show. We just appreciate him continuing to come on.
I'm going to quickly do the SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. They're the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. You know she's worth it. Co-players of the week, Ole Miss's Tristan Bassetta with Daniel Jackson of Georgia. We'll see both of them this weekend in Oxford. And then Duke Stone of Mississippi State and Ole Miss's Kate Townsend, co-pitchers of the week.
Yeah, took it to no-hitter to the sixth again. Second week in a row on Ole Miss pitchers going into the sixth inning with a no-hitter.
So two of the big home run hitters in the country. We'll see them this weekend. Well,
third with his Bash brother, you know, Bassetta's Udemark.
That's right.
It's going to be some kind of show.
We'll come back and finish up tonight's program.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
And we put the final touches on tonight's Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. We thank our friend Jacob Rudner from Baseball America joining us, talking about a lot of things in the first part of the show, and then Harry Harrison, who was just with us. I like listening to him, Jacob, talk to us about that hosting possibility and what it might be. You know, if you look at everything, the metrics right now look good for Ole Miss, but that schedule looks rough from here on out. Murray State tomorrow, by the way.
Then at Alabama Georgia. To end the year, that's the one that just, you know, Bama's just been giving us fits lately. And those three, I mean, I can see Ole Miss at like 15 and 12 right there, and you could – go 18 and be a top four national seed, or you could go 15 to 15 and not host altogether.
Because that's... Bama's a lot like Florida. One week, they may sweep you. Yep. The next week, they may get swept. They like may lose Arkansas. Midweek to crazy people.
Yeah.
Lots of interesting stuff.
Yep.
All right, Murray State tomorrow, 6:30.
Don't know a pitcher yet for that.
Not
to be Robertson, since he pitched last week.
Probably
against Southern,
Kelly,
and then
right. We didn't see.
A
we
couple
didn't
innings
see Kelly.
Sunday.
So I'm gonna guess that. But
me too.
Who knows?
Maybe Grayson.
All right. So let's get into first of all the recruiting brought to you by the Grove Collective. We know all about them as they help Ole Miss work through this NIL marketplace.
Yeah. On Saturday, Ole Miss landed a commitment from four-star, 6'4", 225-pound edge rusher Keyshawn Taylor. As a junior, the number 23 nationally rated rush-in, had 68 tackles, 23 tackles for loss, 7 pass breakups, and 8.5 sacks. Oxford Rising senior offensive interior lineman, probably going to be used as a center, Ford Wade, committed to Ole Miss. The 6'4", 290-pound offensive lineman is rated the number 33rd prospect in the state of Mississippi. Northwest Community College offensive lineman Roman Womack. Remember Porkchop Womack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His son committed to Ole Miss last week as well. He's 6'5", 295, out of DeSoto Central. And as we just mentioned, he's the son of Porkchop Womack that played for Mississippi State, played for the Seattle and NFL for years, and comes from great genes. So, some more football tidbits. 2027 five-star running back Mason Johnson Cook is now down to Ole Miss, LSU, Miami, Auburn, and Kentucky. He announces on April the 25th. Four-star cornerback Montre Jackson is down to Ole Miss, Texas, SMU, and Tech. He visited last weekend. Five-star running back David Gabriel George is down to Ole Miss, Ohio State, Georgia, and Tennessee. He's the number 13 national rated recruit in the 27 class. He announces in 2 weeks as well. Four-star athlete Brayson Killius will announce his commitment tonight, between Ole Miss, LSU, Ohio State, A&M, and Miami. Edge rusher Makia Brown on the bad news out of Connecticut, 6'6", 235-pound edge, made a commitment today, and it was not Ole Miss, but Ole Miss is right now in second place. I'd heard he'd been probably committed for some time now. A little bit disappointed about him, but he did let Ole Miss know Monday he was not coming. You never know. Might see him in the portal next year. And four-star offensive tackle Carlos May out of Birmingham announced he's down to Ole Miss, Auburn, Georgia, FSU, and Ohio State. He's the number 7 rated offensive tackle in the country. Basketball portals, we talked about them. They just got Washington State post player Indy Okafor. He averaged 11 points, 5.7 rebounds, 1.5 blocks per game. He's 6'10". Nice guy for down low to go in there that we were talking about some size. We talked about Seton Hall point guard Adam Clark. He committed, averaged 12.7 points out of Philadelphia. And then Pittsburgh forward Roman you pronounce it for me. The guard out of
Ciapella?
Yeah, there we go.
Right?
Yep. He committed to Ole Miss last week, and he's 18, he averaged 11 points a game, and he led the rebounds and offensive rebounds in the ACC.
Ciapella.
Yeah. Yep. Ole Miss has reached out to sophomore Loyola Marymount, 6'8", 230-pound forward Jalen Shelley. He averaged 13.7 points per game, 6.6 rebounds. And then Ole Miss has been in contact and maybe in some negotiations with 6'7", 225-pound junior forward Talik Weeks out of Southern Mississippi. You got a chance to call that game against Southern Mississippi. I was really impressed with him.
With Weeks?
Yep,
I think that's going to come down Ole Miss-Memphis.
And then you said that Ole Miss could be looking at Isaac Pops, the guy that they were looking
at.
Pop Isaac.
Been reported in a lot of different places, but you know, he's a much traveled guy. He was at A&M most recently.
Yep.
It makes sense though, these 6'7", 6'8" guys, right? That's kind of what I was thinking when we were talking the bigs, because you got to have some of that in there too, right?
Got to.
Our friend of program and on the Ole Miss Spirit, Jay Thompson, has said Owen Kelly will be the starter.
Nice.
Tomorrow.
Good call.
All right, so we'll finish it up with the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's brought to you by Cannon Motors of Mississippi, car shopping made easy with a vast selection of new and used vehicles. Cannon committed to providing customer service for that with their service center to enjoy that car for a long, long time. Go to CannonMotorCompany.com. Find a location near you.
Yeah, the good. Ole Miss going 3-1 this past week against four top 25 RPI teams is exactly what Ole Miss needed to do to continue on their journey to become a host and hopefully a national seed. The Rebels are 11-2 after being swept against Mississippi State at home and now number 6 in the RPI. The play from Tristan Bassetta and Judd Udemart this weekend, or as they are now called, the Bash Brothers, was simply dominant. They combined for 5 home runs, 9 RBIs, 10 runs scored, 11 hits, and 5 walks over the weekend. Wow. I really like the 3 portal additions to the Ole Miss basketball team. It appears that they are going after some guys who can really play some defense, rebound, and while giving Ole Miss a dynamic point guard. Now they need to go after another big and someone who can score. The bad. Not sure if this is a trend or not, but the last 2 Sundays, Ole Miss relievers have given up 12 runs. Some more arms have to emerge out of the bullpen. They can't keep relying on just Hooks and Calhoun. And the ugly. This is not directed at Ole Miss, but rather the SEC. Why does the SEC continue to put a home series at Ole Miss on double-decker weekend? Maybe some push from Ole Miss to not put a home series on the double-decker weekend is needed. I don't know, but we don't need anything taken away from the state of Mississippi's biggest event each year.
That'll do it for us.
Hotty toddy.